Dear Chicago. Down set.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Wayne. You like that? You like that? This is James Leroy. Making sure you're on your toes.
I wouldn't mind having an uncut soul for the day.
Oh.
That'd be interesting. Wouldn't that be... Hi, this is Waylon. Wouldn't that be...
Episode 508.
Could you imagine... I mean, obviously...
August 9th, 2013.
Yeah.
Obviously, it would be nice to have sometimes have a different penis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
But, I mean, not only have a different penis, but just have different levels of foreskin for the day. Even if it was your own penis and you knew it, but then you just had the foreskin difference, that would make the world of difference. That'd be more freaky than looking like, hey, I have a teeny weeny one right now, but then wake up in the morning and it's huge. I think it's jolting if it's like, hey, look, there, it's a bishop and a turtleneck. Oh my God, it's Snuffleupagus.
It feels excellent. And just have like different size balls too. That would be cool too. But... Not like
now,
big fatty
now,
size.
Are you wanting,
not like that.
But are you wanting different size balls because you don't like them when they fall into the water?
I don't like that.
Because I've never had that problem.
I don't like
that.
That's
disgusting.
I don't know if I'd really want...
It depends on the depth of the toilet.
I don't know, though. If my pants were going to be fuller, I would rather have the Johnson than the Jewels.
Well, if you're going to be interchanging them, you might as well do all of it, right?
I suppose, because I guess there's no rules on this game.
No. We just made this game up.
That's right.
So.
So welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 508. Foreskin for a day.
Whose penis in the podcasting world would you want on your body besides his?
You mean
like
to switch out?
You mean to switch out because not on my body because, you know, that's for different.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it could be on your body. Just
I have
different.
Not seen... No. A lot of people's junk.
I've seen a handful.
At Pride 48. Mm-hmm. But I haven't, yes, I've seen. Well, I did not see Country Boy Wes's, but I felt his naked balls warming up my pant leg.
I think I have that picture.
I do too.
We've seen Jokicin. Mm-hmm. We were not at the night 2 years ago when Turniphead, Sater, and whoever else all got naked for the last.
Who?
Oh, shut up.
That reminds me of that Geico commercial.
Which one?
Yeah, it's something about, like, you know, where you're like, oh, 15 minutes can save you 50% or more. Yeah, everyone knows that. Well, did you know owls are actually not that smart? And they're like, and they do that, like, question face. And then it's like they pan to a different, completely different scenery. And it's these two owls on the branch. And one of them, it's like a husband wife kind of thing. She goes, I'm going to go meet Amanda later tonight. And the husband's like, who? And she's like, Amanda, my coworker. Who? You've met her like three different times. Who? God, you're worthless. It's so funny. It reminds me, it's like the ones with the old McDonald one. Did you see that one? Where they're like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, did you know that old McDonald's was a horrible speller? All right, your word is cow. Cow. C-O-W.
E-I-E-I-O.
No, God dang it. Dagnabbit.
Since you're talking about stupid commercials, Bradley's other favorite one is the Camel Hump Day commercial for...
watch TV.
Oh.
I don't see it.
No, I know about some people who hate that commercial. But
too bad.
Every time it comes on, Bradley's like, I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Hey.
Mike.
Everyone trying to ignore. Because it's, you know, what's the phrase?
Here, hold on.
It's also the one that has, like, you know, happier than a witch.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
By the way, this is a camel going through the office asking everyone what day it is.
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Get Geico. Save 15% or more.
Bradley is a big fan.
Geico has a very good commercial history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make some really good commercials.
Yeah. We every Wednesday, because that's my last day at work for the week, when I'm downtown. Every Wednesday, actually, we play that during midday just to kind of like, spruce up the day, kind of get it. You know, it's like today's going slow. It's kind of been a shit weekend for me or whatever the case is. We always play that.
Do you remember the old commercials for Little Caesars that were like really
pizza,
funny?
Pizza.
Do you remember those? Which, like the one with the baby in the high chair, and it's like the dad's like pulling the pizza away from him, and it keeps stretching and stretching and stretching, and then it goes back and it like knocks the kid out of the.
No.
You don't remember that?
No, not really.
That was back when like Little Caesars was a huge thing.
Pizza, pizza.
And then Papa John's took them out.
They're still around.
Not as much as they used to be, though.
No, the only reason you get Little Caesars now is because you walk in and get the $5 walkout pizza.
Right.
Yep.
Pepperoni, cheese, or sausage.
For $5.
For $5.
Hot and steamy.
Yes.
Are there any other funny commercials that are out there?
I'm trying to think if there's been anything recently that actually makes me smile or laugh.
There's been those really, there's been those really odd ones that are like international where it's like a Sprite commercial and it's a couple in the bedroom and one's like standing up in front of the other, or one's standing up, the other one's kneeling down,
and she's like giving him
she's
head.
Giving him head, and all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, and she gets sprayed.
Oh, that was the Skittles. Yeah.
No,
Sprite.
That was Sprite.
Oh,
there's one,
it's like all over her face.
Yeah, and it's all foamy and everything. Mm-hmm. The other one, the Skittles one, is on their like right after they get married, and they're fucking in their wedding attire, and he's like, oh yeah, and she's like, oh, and she gets sprayed with Skittles all over, and she's like, ah, eating it.
Speaking of wedding stuff, so today we went to go get my ring cleaned, and since it's under warranty, and got Bradley's finger sized because I could actually get him a proper ring instead
that
of.
Sounds so bad.
Yes,
instead of my finger size,
instead of the one that he's wearing right now. And this woman, after every time of saying, after we tried some on, so we found one that he kind of likes. She kept trying to get him to go to the higher price. Let's leave the several hundred and go to the several thousand. And so then she pulls him out for him to try on. He's like, sure, no, it's too shiny for me or too flashy, but I'll try it on. And then she's like, oh, you like? Good. Now, because 10% off.
Is she Asian?
No.
If
she was
European, Eastern European.
You're Eastern European. And there was like,
oh, so she was like really nice but rude about it?
A little bit. She was old.
You know how. They can't
she was old, but she wasn't rude.
She was wanted to make sure that we weren't missing out on the fact that it was 10% off discount until Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And 10%
Sunday,
may not.
Sunday.
She's like, 10% may not seem like a lot, but it's something.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the ring is over $1,000.
Yeah.
And it was gaudy.
I do not like the rings. For guys that have like these huge diamonds in them,
no, this, it looked like this, a Super Bowl
like this,
ring.
Yeah, this
it
one looked
like
a Super
Bowl
ring. Like it was like
so
thick,
ridiculous.
And it had diamonds up the side. All
I don't even
the
like
top.
Gold. I like silver.
Yeah.
Or
we found a really nice cobalt one that had a single diamond in it. It was really nice.
The funny thing was that he tries it on, and she's like, "Oh, it only has one diamond." Don't you want three like his?
Yeah. She was upselling y'all.
Yes, she was.
I was like,
she worked
no.
at Wendy's at some point in her life.
Or any sales position.
Pretty much, yeah.
But no one's ever in that sales.
No.
It's over by Costco.
The one
oh,
that's
everywhere
just
used to
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there is a shopping center there, huh?
Yeah.
There's like a mattress store in there or something.
Yeah, and an Ulta.
And a Subway.
Yeah, because we
I've never been over there.
Yeah, because we actually
went to Ulta today too.
Yeah, we got our rings cleaned, and then we bought foundation for myself for my show. And the little black lesbian who helped us out,
her
basically
she's awesome.
Made me sit in a chair and put me in full foundation.
Oh,
and then we're talking about how I needed mascara, but I was going to buy it somewhere else. And she goes, "Oh no, I'm telling you, I got this stuff. That's amazing." And she goes, you just sit down and we'll put it on. And
so it's still on you.
No, that's ironic.
She did an amazing job of getting it off because she had all these other cleaning products and someone else is doing it for you. Yeah. No, tonight when you walked in, I knew the first thing you're going to say is, what's different with your eyes?
At first I was going to ask you, have you been crying? And then I was like...
And I would have said yes because of getting facial wipes and soap and water rubbed into my eye sockets trying to get both the white and the eyeliner off. Did not happen.
I'm telling you, my friend Gigi loves the shit. When we went to Lush, they have a makeup remover there and it's like all natural, no chemicals. And that shit takes off like the worker there put like permanent marker on her arm. Mm-hmm. And she used this and it took it off. So, I mean, it might be a little pricey.
About 7 layers of skin?
No, no. I mean, it's kind of like lotion. It kind of looks like Vaseline, how but much not is really. It? I don't know how much it is.
We'll have to look into that.
Just go to the store and tell. If you go to the one in Bucktown, talk to Michelle and say, Ricky sent me.
First of all.
And she'll hook you up.
I guarantee you will not be the one in Bucktown.
Probably not.
It's the closest one to
us. Is it the one that's in the black?
No. The closest one to us would be when I go pick him up, and it would be over at the
Water Tower Mall.
The Water Tower Mall.
Yeah, but where are you going to park?
At my work?
We park at his work and walk.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah.
It's like 5 blocks.
But that one sucks. The one in Bucktown's better.
We're not going to Bucktown. There's no parking. And Bucktown's
there's free parking outside of Lush.
There's nothing. No, do they have a parking lot?
No, but they have street parking that's free.
There's no free parking in Bucktown.
Yes, there is.
All that shit is either...
Whoa.
Simmer down, Mary.
I don't like Bucktown.
I know you still have your makeup on, but calm down now.
Is this called Ultra Bland?
Maybe.
Is it Little Black?
Ricky's Ultra Bland.
Well, they're all in little black bottles and big tubs.
Careful now.
But you know what? I'll probably go there this weekend. I'll get a sample of it for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
I would like that, too.
Thank you.
Because I actually...
They'll give me two because Michelle loves me.
You just say, hey, Michelle, I got two people who need this. I need two.
I have two drag queens. They need help, sister.
Removing their face. They don't need help anything else.
So we got some Pride 48 stuff to talk about, right?
We do. And boy, do we have a lot of it. So it's coming up. It's coming up.
It's three weeks away.
Oh, wait. Before we go on to that, though, going back to Ulta, when we were there, she had put foundation on him. She had put the mascara on him. And then she went and took us over to get this primer for his face. And that would help reduce the redness before he put foundation on. And she gets ready to... She's like, well, thanks, guys. You know, it was great meeting you. Let me know if there's anything else I can help you with. And I look at him and I go, do you want to keep that on or do you want to take it off?
Oh, she was off. Yeah, I kind of forgot I had it on. And she wouldn't let me walk out there with this... daytime foundation and with mascara on. She goes, your eyes look amazing. And then she wanted to show this other coworker how great this product was because she goes, I can't believe how amazing your eyes look with one coat. Mm-hmm. And then I guess this woman, she uses 8 different products for her eyelashes.
Said it took her 20 minutes every morning.
That's how it's to get in the size that she wants and everything. She looks and she goes, you look like you have Who eyelashes. Like from Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know if that's a compliment. But yes, then Bradley's like...
I mean, she was jealous.
But it was funny. Yeah, because Bradley was like, do you want to take that off? And this girl wanted to be like, oh no, you look great.
I would have loved that. You should have went straight to either the far west side or the south side in that and see what would have happened.
I looked real pretty.
You looked good.
Especially with my beard.
The foundation was really good. I might actually look into that.
Yeah, it was actually,
me too.
It was inexpensive. The nice thing was that it was buy one, get one today. It was a perfect day to go.
So you both got one then?
No, he got one.
No, it's a wrong color for him. But he was more meaning the brand.
The brand.
And the style, that how it's applied is different than his.
So they're like, I mean, it's like MAC, like their own brand like that.
No, Ulta is like... Walgreens or a Target that only has beauty products.
Oh, okay. So it's like a beauty supply store, but only makeup.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's probably the better way to set it. It's a beauty supply store that you don't have to have a membership to. You can be a person walking from the street.
Oh, like Sally or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's not meant for the professional. Like Sally is...
You should go to the one over on Argyle. There's a couple over there too, but it's cheap.
The stuff that we got was pretty inexpensive. Now we go over towards Argyle. for the jewelry, the wigs, and like eye pencils and things.
Yep.
Oh.
You're in Chicago and you
need
a good wig.
They have wigs over there?
You need a good wig.
We go to the one at Elim's, which is actually right off of the Wilson Red Line stop. Mm. But I'll tell you, the store is really nice. The little Asian women by
the
wigs.
Wait, is it across the street from the L? Like,
yeah.
On it's, the east side of the street, if you're going north, yes. It's east.
Yeah, oh, it's okay. The green awning.
Okay.
It has the big sign that says wigs.
Yeah, I told when we were on the train the other day, I was like, Tony, I bet that's where they go get their wigs.
It is. It's where everyone goes. That wig that you saw in the picture, the new one I got today, was like, what, $29?
$36.
Oh, that was the cheaper one was the other one.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask a question about the wigs. What about? Because apparently they can be styled.
Yeah.
So do you just wash them like it's regular hair when you're done?
Yes.
Not really.
Like, you put shampoo on them?
No. You want to put a very...
It depends on the wig.
Sure. I'm kidding.
No, it depends on the wig. It does. What, is it the wig synthetic? Is it made from real human hair?
Even if it's made from real human hair, you don't want to do anything too... you don't want to use a product that's too, like, crazy hard.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
You want to use
like
soft
baby
product.
Shampoo.
Like
ivory?
What you do...
No, like baby shampoo.
But what you want to do is you actually use very like lukewarm to cool water, and you actually just will soak it in the water and like rub it through, and then you rinse it out and you let it air dry. You don't blow dry it. You don't do anything else like that. You just let it air dry.
You blow dry it and melt it, right?
Depends on the hair.
Yeah.
And because the type of hair can go up to different, most of them can handle heat. But you have to be careful how hot it gets and how much.
Like, because some of the synthetic hair, like if you use a curling iron on it, it will melt.
And some,
it's like Barbie hair, right?
You remember that girl who did that video where she was curling her bang and she burnt her hair off and she like, what? And she was on
did you see Ellen? That?
Yeah.
It's funny as hell.
But like all the Broadway shows and theater shows, you know, they'll have usually sometimes if they don't have like a couple of wigs for the whole run, you know, they'll have like one, but then on the days off, it actually someone has to then a lot of times we'll have to wash it and then restyle it back from scratch. Because you do, you know, people sweat in it. They'll get really gross.
It does.
Excuse me, you guys. We didn't record on Wednesday because I've been sick.
Yeah.
I have the emphysema.
The emphysema.
The emphysema and the, what else?
The Pride 48.
The Pride 48 bug has already started.
You got to get rid of
it. I'm going to be the primary person.
No, you got to get rid of it because I cannot.
You're going to be patient zero.
I cannot get sick again.
Well, we're not going to be in the same room, so.
Thank God.
About time.
I cannot wait for a snoring that I'm used to. And for the fact...
Oh my god, did we get king bed?
I don't know.
We should get
and
king
I
bed.
Know, oh, no, we did. We did. Because I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that I don't fucking care if he hears me in the bathroom, so I don't have to turn the water on.
Because I normally do.
Well, hey.
We're getting married. It's fine.
I think that's what sucks about houses and apartments. Like, why do they put the bathroom in a place where... Well, I guess it's better than next to the living room or the kitchen.
There's some bathrooms that are right next to the kitchen, and it gets really uncomfortable, especially when I'm over at a friend's house.
No,
I'm like,
that's
always
those spare bedrooms.
Hot.
And I'm like every time I'd go to John's house,
yeah,
and his guest bathroom on the first floor was literally next to the dining room table.
Oh, no.
Which was literally next to the kitchen. It was one of those open concept
I would never use the bathroom there.
Well, sometimes you just got to. So what do? You turn on both faucets.
Waylon got to a point
you
where he's like...
You stuff under the door so the smell can't get out.
No, that's when you spray mid. Though they all know what's doing because they're so close that when you open the door, it's like a fog.
A floral.
It's like the fog machine.
Yeah,
of
he
scent.
Fucking hotbox that shit in there.
All right, so Pride 48.
Sorry.
Pride 48. So it's coming up, and we do have a list of things to tell you from the suits. This is important information.
Get a pencil.
Everyone, please get a pencil. This is breaking news from the suits at Pride 48.
Or you do the Jeopardy music.
Breaking
like
news.
When you have to get a pencil to write down the recipe.
State of the Union.
Never mind.
Listeners, you are urged to listen to the State of the Station live shows on Pride48.com on Sundays, August 11th, the 18th, and the 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join the chat room to ask questions and get clarification on scheduled events. Listen to archive shows if you cannot join us live. Those shows can be found under the SOTS audio link on the website. Yes, that's where we get a bunch of information. It's where we get information. It's where you can get information if you want to know what's going on. What's
it's where
schedule.
We all get information. It's the information highway.
For podcasters, you need to read your email from Big Fatty, because that's also where they're going to talk about audio, you know, information for those of us doing live shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also, you should check out the Pride 48 website, pride48.com, regularly for updated information. You just have to click on the Vegas icon on the front page, and you'll find the broadcast schedule, links for volunteering, raffle, t-shirts, events, chat, and info. Pretty much, it's your one-stop shop of information. Even if you're not going to Vegas, there is important information for you there. So click on that Vegas button.
Also, many of the things they're doing is planned on numbers, so they need to know if you're coming. So make sure that you email Big Fatty, no, Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. Give him your name, your confirmation number, your arrival time, departure date. It's all confidential. You don't have to worry about it. If you don't want to give it to him, email it to Adam, which I think it's Adam at Pride48.com.
But... you know, actually just send it to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com.
Yeah, don't forget to give your ASL.
They said they have deadlines within the next 10 days. Age, sex, location. Yes.
Thanks. Yeah,
put your AOL.
So with that, since you skipped two things.
What?
Even if you're not going to Pride 48, there are t-shirts. Pride 48 t-shirts.
That's under what I just read.
No, it's not. Not from Big Fatty's email. There's a section called For Podcasters. Then there's a section called For Listeners.
Right, and I read number three, convey information for
us. No, number three is, you're not reading the same email that I'm reading then. No, dude, you're reading the wrong section. Look above it. It says four podcasters. If you scroll down to the bottom, it says four listeners, and it has 1 through 9.
We need your help in spreading the word.
Dude, above it, four podcasters.
I know,
that
but
means
I'm saying...
that's not for us to tell people as much as for listeners. This is what we're going to pass along.
It says spread the word.
Dude.
Not, no. Not Hep V.
I need you to use your brain here. You see where it says, for listeners, pass along
oh,
this information
I didn't
on a regular basis.
Enough.
That's what he said.
So.
Oh.
So.
Feeling up to the belly button.
Even if you're not going to Pride 48... you can still get a Pride 48 t-shirt because there are t-shirts this year. And actually, they do look pretty cool. But they do have a minimum shirts they have to order, which are 40. And I don't think they're quite at that number yet.
They're
so
25, I think.
They need all you all to
get. I haven't ordered mine. I'm sorry. I'll order it, though.
This is and it's a...
have you ordered yours?
No.
We will be.
So that's three more.
Yeah. But it's also a... it's a banner year. So this is the shirt to get. The cost is $25. That includes postage. So those of you who cannot be to Vegas, there's no extra cost to ship. They will ship the shirts to you if you're not attending, or you'll get the shirt when you're in Vegas. The front features the 5th anniversary logo, and all participants' shows in the June and the Vegas events will be listed on the back. But if you want that, and this is a very important deadline, Jeopardy music, please, Ricky.
Dun, dun, dun,
get your
dun,
pencils.
Dun, 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 dun.
Tuesday, August 20th. That is the deadline to order your t-shirt. And some other deadlines we'll get to here in a second.
Wait, what day is that again?
Tuesday.
Answer over.
August 20th.
What is your douchebag?
And the instructions to pay are on the website. So go again, pride48.com.
Go pay for them.
If
bring your credit card.
You are going to Vegas. We do need some help for Vegas.
We do.
Since there's no attendance fee for Pride 48, we ask that everyone step up and volunteer some time.
Volunteer for some beer.
There are several ways you can volunteer. You can sign up for a 5-minute interstitial between shows. Deadline is August 19th, and listeners are given first priority.
You'd be a cool kid with us.
Because the podcasters always talk.
Yes.
A lot.
And if you don't know what an interstitial is, just... send us a message.
Listen to last year's shows.
Ask Waylon.
Or ask me. Hey, I can't help it. See, that's what happens. When no one volunteers, Waylon and Big Fatty have to do
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, though? Like, you let the people out now.
She told me that I probably only do one, and now probably none. If
and now
listeners.
You're pissed.
No, not really.
You know what you should do? We should have like a Save the Waylon t-shirt.
No, you know what?
Like, volunteer for podcasting.
Do you know how to save the Waylon?
How?
Volunteer to host the hospitality suite for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Send those emails to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We are scheduling them this weekend, actually. But yes, we do know that we will have some openings. So if you want to do an hour, 2 hours,
And the shows will be playing in the room too, so you'll be able to hear them also.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can also help produce shows as a volunteer audio engineer, which is something that people never volunteer for.
Not good at.
And if you think about it, poor old Daniel Brewer.
Hopefully he shows up with a tweed coat and his leather elbow patches.
We'll have to do is get those little hair dye things that are like the little pod things that you rub on your hair, and we just get the white and we just rub it on his hair right there in his temples.
Poor Adam. They sit and do the audio for every fucking show.
He's used to sitting down and beating off all the time in front of camera. I think he's okay.
Either way, they could use a lunch break, a cigarette break, something break.
Volunteer for that too. That Kit Kat bar break.
You can also, this is also really, for those of you that stay, you know, to the end.
Do we need more Jeopardy?
No, they need to assist in breaking down the broadcast studio on Monday morning, September 9th, which is, we helped that last year. Except, you know, it's helpful to help, you know, have a little extra.
Where was
arms.
I?
Probably taking a fucking nap.
Hmm. Also, you can assist in hosting the underwear party, which is on Friday night, September 6th, and serve as the official videographer for the weekend, etc. Just head on over to the volunteer link on pride48.com for some more details.
Then number 5 is what I told
you. Number 5 is what you said, and does someone else want to pick up number 6?
Participate in the events. We have several special events scheduled, including Wednesday night dinner, hospitality suite, pizza party, special breakfasts. How do you say that? Breakfasts.
Breakfast.
Is that how you say it?
Special breakfasts.
Oh, breakfasts. Breakfasts.
Breakfasts.
That's hard, y'all. Underwear party, group photo, and Sunday night Vegas show divas. Some of these events are free, and other have nominal charges.
The Sunday night show is not about Joey, myself, and Donna Sugars, just so you're aware.
What?
What show?
The Sunday night Divas show.
No, however, though, the Diva show, that money, I believe, is also due
August 20th,
Tuesday, August 20th. And the price is
$30.
$30. You go.
And you can pay at the same time.
And you know what?
Your shirt.
Even if you've been to Vegas before, you'll have to check out the info on the link through the link on the website. They provided lots of information to make your visit even better. There's lots of things to do while you're there. So make sure you check all that out for Pride weekend as well.
And the other biggest thing, which was a lot of fun last year, is buy raffle tickets. There is a raffle, and that's what financially supports Pride 48. And you can earn a chance to win some unique prizes. Last year, I loved
the dolls.
The Donna Sugar Barbie doll and the Big Fatty doll.
Mm-hmm. This year, it's Adam and Daniel dolls.
Really?
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And I think there's one more. I think they come as a couple.
Is the Adam doll posable?
Does it come with said melon?
Oh, my God. It really needs to come with a melon. He would be so... I think he'd be angry with that.
I think it'd be fucking funny. Who cares?
But anyway, yeah, they always had... there was also porn, lube.
I think there's going to be a bunch of porn.
There was also a lot of other like gift cards. Mm-hmm. Oh, wasn't there like a tablet?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There was like a...
Sony something. I don't know. But anyway, they had actually a lot of good stuff. So you can actually go to pride48.com and through the PayPal link and also give money that way. This is for all listeners, not just the people in Vegas. So if you're not in Vegas, you can still get in on the raffle. And actually, the people that weren't in Vegas, I think, were the ones that won the dolls.
The winners.
Yeah.
Every $5 donation, you'll get an entry. Just click on donate, the donate link at pride48.com.
Donate.
The prizes will be awarded during the kickoff show, which is the very first show in Vegas. And winners will be mailed prizes after the weekend if you aren't present in Vegas.
If you're present in Vegas, you're taking that shit on your carry bag. And most, your carry on.
And most importantly, participate.
Yes.
If you're not going to be there, be in that fucking chat room if you can be in that chat room.
Yes, because we do, they do project that up on a screen why we're there and in the audience so that we can actually see the chat room.
It's really fun.
During the interstitials, that's actually what they normally do, is that that's the time that someone in the studio is participating with you at home while they're getting the listening audience, while they're getting the, not only the listening audience, but the audience there, mm-hmm, by asking how people are doing, what they're enjoying, but also reading the chat room, seeing who's all in there, welcome you. So
we are going to be on at 12 o'clock. Pacific time? Nice. 4 o'clock Eastern?
Go to pride48.com, yes. Click on the Vegas icon, and you can find out
the podcast.
Because we don't know.
If it's not, it will be. But yes, yeah, so Pride 48. That was a lot of information.
It's going to be a lot of fun, you guys.
If you
got confused, rewind it.
Not only that, but email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and we can remind you of any of this information. But again, end all be all, the thing to do, go to www.pride48.com, click on the Vegas link, and all of this information will be present at some point and, you know, and whatnot. But when in doubt, email us, we'll let you know.
We are on from 3 to 4 Eastern time, so 11 to 12 Pacific.
Are you sure that's Eastern time?
That's what it says, Eastern.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
It says Eastern, motherfucker.
Anything else about Pride 48? I think we're done.
No, I think we're done.
Let's see, do we have anything else to talk about? We have a couple emails. Thank you to everyone that volunteered to be in the suite. We'll get back with you. And when I say we, I mean, wait.
None.
And I guess that's it for Pride 48. We can't wait to see you guys there.
No.
I am so excited.
Yes.
I cannot wait not only to see everyone, but also to get some of my
chicken strips.
I cannot wait to get my mouth around some of those chicken strips.
You know what also I'm looking forward to?
What if we go there and they're closed?
They're not going to be, because I'll be knocking on their door and be like, who the fuck owns this shit?
The other thing
I'm
going
to walk to your house and have you make me some of that damn chicken.
The other food I'm looking forward to is that...
The Caesar's Palace Buffet.
Well...
The Buffet.
That too. But Melissa the Confused is bringing me pickles.
Yes. And she's bringing bread too.
But she's bringing me pickles to bring home.
Speaking of, how many fucking pounds of tomatoes did she have?
She just harvested 60 pounds in one day from her backyard.
Is that not the craziest shit?
She lives in the city.
Tomatoes are, majority of them are water. But that's still a lot.
But still, I'm like...
Thank you for that fact.
But still, I'm like, I need to live in a house. Just like humans. I need to live in a house because I want to do some canning like Martha.
There's... Out in front of our apartment building, there's like a huge community garden
that
there.
Way.
That way. That way.
That way.
Oh my God, children. They're
there's
all pointing in the place. Yeah, they're
garden.
All over the place, but you gotta you have to pay for the spot and you're a waiting list, and I gotta find the waiting list and stuff.
We should go in together.
Why?
I'll help you. I like fresh produce too.
What if I want to share? Why do you want to go in with me so that I can do the work?
No, that we can both do the work at the same time and talk to each other. No one wants to garden by themselves unless you're like a serial killer.
What?
I hope Melissa doesn't do that.
What?
She gardens with her dog.
She's a boyfriend.
Oh, she's different. Then that's different. That's okay.
What else do we have to talk about? Because we do have the letter that we have is 400 pages long from...
Who's that from? That's strange. We never get long emails from people.
I think we may have to wait till the next show.
Yes, we will.
Let's see.
I think that's it.
I'm trying to think of anything else.
We have a live show coming up next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which is the 12th.
So far, I will probably be there.
No, 14th.
It is looking like I will be there.
You're going to be here at the live show?
Yeah.
Ooh. What?
Unless somebody drops out of something, I have to go sub again.
So the 14th, we'll be doing a live show, 8 o'clock. What time zone are we in?
Central
time.
This weekend is the Ooh. Lady of the Labia, the what was the other name?
Her bachelorette party.
Nurse Lori. It's her bachelorette party.
It's also market days here, which is
it
a big
is.
Thing.
I know. And actually,
Wilson Phillips is going to be here.
It's a little sad that it's also her bachelorette party because they're... I'm missing Wilson Phillips, and there are actually some really fun people this year.
Aaron Carter,
and Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Wonder Woman has singing her, doing her cabaret act.
Where is she doing that at, though?
One of the stages.
Like, outside?
Yeah. It's really cheesy if it's the same stuff that's on Spotify.
Is she still really pretty?
Yes. Okay. And she's like 2,400 years old.
No plastic surgery?
I think it's 23.
I'm not sure.
I
want to say if I think that when she was on the talk, she may have said no plastic surgery. But at the same time, she's a little... I don't know if I believe that. That may be an incorrect statement anyway.
Yeah, when I was talking to Waylon about her, and my dad, like, loved her. Like, he thought she was amazing. And I remember one time, I was probably around 17 or 18, and we saw her on something, and he was like... I was 17 or 18, not we were 17 or 18. But he was like, oh, yeah, I had a lot of good nights with her. And I'm like, no, don't. I don't want to hear it.
Do you know who my father loved?
Who?
My father.
Oprah.
was madly in love with Melissa Etheridge.
And you get an
really?
Orgasm?
Yes.
As the country singer, too? Like, back in the day when she was... No, that's Katie Ling. Never mind.
Yeah. And then... Melissa Etheridge, the really? Funniest day was when, you know, after she Melissa came out, my father was still in love with her. And he came to pick me up one day at my mom's house, and we're all talking to my mom about it. And my mom and I are both like, dude, you do realize that she's a lesbian. No. No, she's not. Yes. No. Yes, David. She's a lesbian. She likes girls. And he got really upset. No! No! Why are you telling no? She's not gay. He was not thrilled that his...
Was she that pretty? To be like...
My dad's like the Tom girls. Tomboys. My mom has hair past her ass and talks and sounds like a trucker. Her voice is lower than mine.
I don't recall that.
Have you heard a laugh?
I remember her hair being long, though.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, that was not me.
Babe, that didn't hurt our ears either.
I know, right? All right, so we're out of here, right?
We're going to say goodbye to some Aaron Carter.
Oh, okay.
Is this new or old?
It's old school.
This is from a movie, right?
I don't know.
This is a party over here.
Let's see if we can skip forward.
It's booty music. It sounds like Bart Simpson.
Yes, and this is Foul Monkeys.
And now we're going to get sued.
I know. Thanks. By Aaron Carter.
No, actually.
Because he needs the money.
Actually, I think we should look into those laws. That's only for the live show. Where there are rules like that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently we have an attorney on our board.
No,
here,
it's so. Just thinking like Sater. He always does his even.
Who?
He does his mystery musical.
You know how.
But he can't. But he can't do his mystery musical on the live shows. Because it's
well, we were
live.
Told not to do it.
No, even on the Pride 48, he couldn't because of why he was told not to, mm-hmm. legal aspects of it. So he sang it instead.
I'm going to a musical. I can't wait.
I know you're going to go see
so
Wicked.
Excited.
We saw a musical last night.
I know. Everyone has to see it.
Yes,
we will talk about it on the next show.
I think I'll talk to you about it off the show.
Okay, bye.
Right, this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
We're testing now. One, two, three.
Testies.
You're testing me.
Oh my God. That's icing. Ooh, that was loud.
That was loud.
So there's no Broadway belting in the microphone today.
No.